This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's defense ministry announced early Monday its forces had thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The ministry, in a rare early morning video, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault on Sunday at 5 points in southern Donetsk, one of 4 Ukrainian regions Russia illegally annexed last fall. Belgium is investigating whether weapons it sent to help Ukraine defend its territory were used just over the border in Russia. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo warned Monday against jumping to any conclusions, since shipments over decades in different regions can make arms turn up in unexpected places. He says a probe was opened following a news report that said equipment produced by a Belgian company turned up around Russia's Belgorod region. The Washington Post published a weekend story saying that arms from some NATO members had appeared in Russia's Belgorod region. The crew said European Union nations supplied Ukraine with weapons on the condition the arms were used only within the invaded country. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Hong Kong police searched and detained scores of people on Sunday as authorities tightened security for the 34th anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Here's Zachary Gelman.
Restrictions in Hong Kong have stifled what were once the biggest vigils and memorials marking the 1989 student demonstrations, leaving cities outside Chinese control to keep alive the memory on the June 4th anniversary. Among those arrested on Sunday were Alexandra Wong, a prominent democracy activist known as Grandma Wong. Another person detained was carrying the script of the theatrical play May 35th.
This is VOA News. The United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore pointing fingers at each other as tensions rise over the Taiwan Strait. VOA's Arash Arabasadi explains.
First, there was a Chinese fighter jet performing an in-air maneuver over the South China Sea late last month, rocking a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft in a move the United States called unnecessarily aggressive. Then, a few days later, in the Taiwan Strait, which separates Taiwan from continental Asia, a Chinese destroyer performed a maneuver bringing it close to a U.S. warship. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the move irresponsible, and the U.S. Navy called it unsafe. And thus, the stage was set for a war of words between the United States and China at this year's Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Both countries' military leaders exchanged barbs over recent events in the South China Sea. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has concluded a visit to Vietnam, during which Australia and Vietnam signed various agreements. Tensions with China have also been the backdrop to the visit, Phil Mercer reports.
Analysts have said that Vietnam shares Australia's concerns about China's moves to exert control over the South China Sea. The Vietnamese Coast Guard has had confrontations with Chinese vessels in waters claimed by both countries. Albanese said before official talks that he would also raise human rights concerns with his Vietnamese hosts, including the case of Chau Van Cam. The 73-year-old Australian citizen has been jailed in Vietnam for membership of an anti-government group that's campaigned for democracy. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has received one of the country's highest honors for her leadership during a mass shooting and the pandemic. On Monday, Ardern was made Dame Grand Compagnon Bignon, which is the second highest honor in New Zealand. It means people will now call her Dame Jacinda Ardern. She was just 37 years old when she became prime minister in 2017 and was seen as a global icon of the left. Prince Harry is going where other British royals haven't gone for more than a century, to a courtroom witness stand. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
If Harry testifies as scheduled on Tuesday in his lawsuit against the publisher of The Daily Mirror, he'll be the first member of the royal family to do such a thing since the late 19th century, when Queen Victoria's eldest son, Prince Albert Edward, testified twice in court. In court documents, Harry says the royal family has assiduously avoided the courts to prevent testifying about matters that might be embarrassing. His first trip.